Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're listening today. We are full on into the holidays, aren't we, Mary Pat?
You betcha.
Just around the corner is Thanksgiving, coming up Christmas, the gift-giving season, and that's one of the reasons we have Maria Murphy with us for this segment. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Maria is the CEO and the market master for the Carmel Christkindl Market, which opens today, the 17th.
Yes, it is. Crazy, but it's already November 17th.
Do you spend an entire year planning for this?
We sure do. Wow. Yeah, not alone, but a team of us actually do work on this year round.
Well, and I look at it, and it extends through the month of December, December 23rd. So opens on the 17th, closes on the 23rd. There's so much to do there in Carmel. This is in the Arts District, right, where this takes place?
It's just a little bit south of the Arts District, but like right in that area, yes. It's actually in what we call Center Green, between the Palladium and the Tarkington.
I think I know where. Is that where we had the concert, Mary Pat, the one time?
No, but that's where Mel Hook works at the Civic.
Oh, the Center Green where they have the Farmer's Market.
Yep, where the Carmel's Farmer's Market is. Yes,
now it goes right by the Monon. Go running by there all the time. Okay, cool.
Yep.
So there's so much to see and do. Now, was last year the first year for this?
It was.
I thought so.
This was Mayor Brainerd's idea. He had seen these Christmas markets in Europe years ago and said Carmel has to have one.
Yeah.
And has been on his docket to get added for a while, and last year he pulled the trigger and said we're going to do it. And it's funny because I actually just started out volunteering. I lived in Germany for a year. And
which part?
German. And I lived near Hamburg, actually, in the northern area with a host family.
Cool.
And so I heard about his idea, and so I approached him at one point at a business networking meeting, because at that time I was a banker.
Oh, switched the old career there.
Can I help with the Christmas market? That sounds amazing. And lo and behold, April came and I had a job offer to run it.
Very, 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 very cool. Kind of like a dream job in so many ways, right?
It really is. It's been really fun to be able to use my German again.
Oh, absolutely. So this... I want to say I saw where more than 150,000 people came last year, some really huge number.
Yeah, and I think that's a low number, but based on we had volunteers, wonderful, amazing volunteers. Thank you, volunteers, if you're listening.
So higher numbers,
who have little
Mary Pat's.
Clickers and,
okay.
What was that?
Mary Pat's like, no, there's a lot more people there than that. So,
yeah
it was well attended.
So many.
Yeah. So you have a lot of volunteers and a lot of people that help put this together.
Yeah, we do. It's amazing how the whole community comes together to make this happen.
So let's explain it to those who have never seen one in Europe or didn't get to go last year. What exactly is the Carmel Christkindl Market? What kinds of things will we see there?
Okay, so at the Carmel Christkindl Markt, you will see all kinds of different things. One of the things that we're most proud about this year is that we've partnered with a German company called Steinbach, and they have brought what's called a Glühwein pyramid. And Glühwein, we'll start there, is a mold-spiced wine, and it's served warm, and it's just absolutely delicious. And in Germany, they have this tabletop decoration called a pyramid. And it's basically like a little decoration where these candles are there and the heat rises from the candles and it churns these blades. And it's just really beautiful. So we have a 33-foot version of that.
Wow.
And yeah. And at the base of it is actually a full-service bar where we will have on tap heated mulled wine in 13 different flavors.
Oh, that sounds
blueberry,
brilliant.
Yeah. Blueberry, apple, and all kinds. If you go to carmelpyramid.com, you'll see a full menu of all the different flavors and how much alcohol is in each one and all of that. It's just really, really cool what Steinbach has done to bring this pyramid here. That's kind of our focal point and amazing thing that feature for this year. We also have a huge ice rink. You can come and skate. And then we have 47 booths where you can find all kinds of merchandise that's been imported from Germany and Poland and in areas around Germany. But most 99% of it is actually from Germany. And you can get ornaments and all kinds of wooden handmade products.
Cool.
You know, Maria, I was this week drove by the Center Green, and I couldn't believe it. It really does look like a little German village.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
The little wooden huts and the red and white striped roofs. It's just
and the pyramid is awesome. I mean, it was lit up and everything.
Like it.
It was very, very cool. Definitely, the kids will love that. Well, the parents will love it, too, for the wine, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we do have some non-alcoholic versions of the Glühwein for the kids, as well as hot cocoa.
And I saw, it was like Kitty Crafts, or what was it called, on the website I was looking at. What was that? There's lots to do for everybody.
There really is. I think what you're referencing is the Kinder Ecke.
That's
which
it.
Which in German, yeah. So Kinder means children, and Ecke means corner. And so it's the kids' corner, Kinder Ecke. And so we're going to have all kinds of things in there. We have a German woodworker. He's a world-renowned German woodworker named Christian Werner. And he does a special type of wood turning on a lathe that is called Reifendrehen. And Reifendrehen, directly translated, means tire turning because it looks kind of like a wheel. But the ultimate result is he makes these little animals out of wood. And it's really fun to watch the process because as you're watching it, the little shading of the wood just flies up in the air and there's sawdust everywhere. And it's just really mesmerizing. So he's going to be here November 17th. Through November 25th.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, just for a very limited amount of time before he has to go back and do demonstrations in Germany. So he'll be in the Kinder Ecke, and then after he leaves, there'll be craft time and coloring pages, and you'll get to meet special characters there. One of them is the Christkind, which is kind of like an angel of Christmas. She'll come and meet stories and color with the kids.
She's on the front of the website, right? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're adding a new character this year named Hildegard, which we had to name her, and I have to say, I named her after my host grandmother.
Oh, that is so special. I love that.
It really is special, because now I'm just like, oh, and I need to email. She doesn't do email, but my host sister does, and to have her tell Oma.
What an honor.
Hildegard will come.
What a tribute.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's fun to keep her as part of it.
So you've mentioned
come and tell German traditions is what I was going to say.
Okay, tell me.
Talk about the advent calendar and the Christmas tree and how they were originally German.
Yes, the advent calendar and the Christmas tree originally from Germany. I don't know that everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I have two sons that speak German, and I've been to Berlin and have, I've not been too many places, but the culture, it's really here's a funny story. I went to run the marathon. I couldn't find a bagel anywhere. They have a bakery on every block. I mean, everywhere. But so I ended up with a giant pretzel for breakfast before the marathon, which was fine. But it's a different.
That's so funny.
It was hilarious. But I loved being there with my German speaking. One of my sons was there at the time. And it was just, they're the nicest people. It's just a really, it's a beautiful. The city of Berlin was beautiful. But to recreate that here, I want to bring my two boys because they're going to just love this with their little.
You guys all have to come. I hope they enjoy it.
Well, and it's, it's different being at, I remember, ordered lasagna. It's just the food's different. I mean, it's just different. So to have some of that culture here in Carmel and in Indianapolis will be very interesting for people, I think.
Did you know that Cologne, Germany is a sister city?
No. Did you know that? Maria?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, of course. Indianapolis' sister city is Cologne, Germany. And Carmel, we are actually looking at having a sister city program in Carmel.
Oh, cool.
Next year, yeah.
So at this event, there's music, food, Santa Claus, demonstrations, all kinds of German Christmas traditions. You can get gifts. There's a vendor directory on the website. It goes through December 23rd. Let's talk about, I know if you do want to do the ice skating, you need to make a reservation online. You should do that so you have some ice time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. There are 90-minute sessions, and then there's a little break in between for them to resurface the ice with the ice resurfacing machine. We can't say Zamboni because we have an Olympia.
Oh.
There are two different brands of those machines,
okay.
Apparently, but nobody knows what an Olympia is.
Right.
So I have to say ice resurfacing machine. I can't say that too many times fast.
Right. Centergreen.com is how you get those reservations. The ice at centergreen.com. You can make those reservations for skating.
Okay. Yep, it's $10 for adults, $8 for kids, $4 to rent the skates.
That's a great price. That's great entertainment. 90 minutes is enough anyway, right, Mary Beth? I think I'd be
excited. Oh, my goodness, yes. But you don't have to pay to get into the market, do you?
No, it's free to park. Okay. It's free to get in.
That's great. Okay. I love that. Because so many different festivals and things you do need to have some sort of a ticket for.
You know, one thing you can pick up at the festival would be an Indie Boomer magazine.
Oh, where are they going to be? Just around?
If you go to our guest service hut, number 15 or 38. I think it's 38.
The map's
have,
on there.
47 huts I've got to memorize.
Oh, golly geez. That's a lot.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 38. Double check me on the map. And the Boomer magazines will be in both of the guest service huts.
Oh, my goodness. Those are lots of places to get information. If you want to know about the wine, it's CarmelPyramid.com. It's Carmel Chris Kindlemarkt. .com.
Perfect.
And if you search it, you'll find it because
Julie's been practicing.
And then I need to practice some more. And then, of course, if you want those ice reservations, the ice at centergreen.com. Oh my gosh, what a treat. Maria Murphy, the CEO and the market master for this year's Carmel, the second annual, I should say, Carmel Chris Kindlemarkt. And we'll look forward to being there.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
All righty. And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this.
Owning a home can be a lot of work. When life changes and your home becomes a burden, Westport Homes has the solution. Their Lifestyle Collection offers low-maintenance homes and flexible floor plans designed for your chapter in life. Open layouts, large closets, sunrooms, dining rooms, and bonus rooms are available in many floor plans. Looking for a new home now? Check out Westport's move-in ready homes. Visit westport-home.com for more details on community locations. Westport Homes Lifestyle Collection. Less work, more fun.
With over 70 years of combined legal experience, Altman, Poindexter, and Wyatt attorneys serve clients throughout Central Indiana with wills, trust, and estates. More information is available at apwlawyer.com.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. 'Tis the holiday season. I like the musical flair, Jeremy. Thank you. Our producer does a great job. Ann Poindexter is back on the show with us today. We want to welcome her. She's a local attorney. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Ann works with Altman, Poindexter, and Wyatt. She's right in the middle, probably the rose between the thorns is my guess, between the guys. But welcome to the show. We've talked about many different things that pertain to the 50-plus crowd. Today, we're going to try to focus on finishing that estate plan.
Yes, that's right. So today, I kind of wanted to give people a few tips about what they ought to do on their own. I mean, can you even imagine a lawyer telling you what to do on your own? Go away from the lawyers, no more billing. But what you can do on your own after that estate plan is done.
Interesting,
Because there are some things that folks ought to do on their own once they've done all of the good hard work with their consultants and their lawyers and they have that plan in place and they've worked so hard on it and they've got it in a nice folder or they put it in their safe at home and, you know, they're really feeling good because they did that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's still some more work that needs to be done and it's ongoing work. And so I say there's three habits that I want clients to get into after they've done the work with me. And so here we go.
Okay.
The first habit I want them to get into is they have to get it back out of that folder. They have to get it back out of the safe, and they have to look at it every few years. You know, my suggestion is that they look at it every 3 to 5 years. I mean, just think about your own life. It changes sometimes really dramatically in 3 to 5 years.
That's
if you
true.
Think about it.
Even quicker than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and sometimes 3 to 5 years, you can look at it and, well, no, it's okay, and you put it away. But everybody needs to look at it 3 to 5 years. Sometimes life changes dramatically. Sometimes there's a change in tax law, or sometimes our health has had a change. But you at least need to look at it and determine whether the plan needs to change.
Interesting.
So, that's the first habit. Okay. If you're lucky, it doesn't need to change.
Yeah.
But at least look at it.
Yeah.
At
might
least
need a
look
tweak.
At it and see if you need to think about changing
sure.
it.
Sure. Makes good sense.
So habit number two is get your stuff organized, because if you don't, and I'm not talking about, you know, the doilies and the... And, you know,
your
if you went to my
yeah.
house, my husband would say the dishes, because I love dishes.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, you know, your financial affairs. Because in my world, when someone dies, we occasionally have to go fishing.
Ah.
And no, I'm not talking about my husband's bass fishing boat either. I am talking about going fishing, trying to figure out where the assets are,
like
what
looking
the
for
assets
stuff.
Are.
Looking for
yeah,
things.
We're looking for things, and we're becoming detectives. And unfortunately, we're spending time and money trying to discover. So, you know, some people, you know, there's the old school technique, and there's the new school technique. You know, the
What's
old
the
school technique okay. is you can have a binder, you know, a 3-ring binder, and put some notes in there about, you know, your brokerage account and who the broker is and, you know, that information and insurance and who the agent is. And, you know, do you have to put every statement in there? Oh, for goodness sakes, no.
Right.
You know, you don't have
Current
to put
ones.
Every statement in there. I mean, but you need to put some really good clues, which would let somebody go right to the company and get the information right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, insurance, even medical insurance, put that in there. If somebody dies, we want to make sure that the last hospital or medical claims are processed, so we want to make sure that we've got all of the current insurance information in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the old school binder, but, you know, even if you have the old school binder, you need a little bit of new school in there.
And is that going to be the electronic stuff?
Well, of course it is. You knew that, didn't you?
Yes, I thought it was. Everything's
pretty
electronic.
Smart today.
Everything's going online. Gotta have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I confess, one of my law partners only this year made me get an app for my iPhone called 1Password and made me start being better about all my passwords.
Mm.
And, you know, so that's the new school version, is that people are all electronic and they have these sophisticated passwords. Well, guess what? That gets really fun if they die and nobody knows all of their passwords.
Oh, my. I can't. You know, I think when we're living, we have a hard time keeping up with our passwords.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Let alone
there you
what
go.
Could a loved one wade through that mess? Wow.
Yeah. So somebody needs to have that 1Password to the 1Password app, or somebody needs to have some of the passwords to the most significant
mm-hmm.
assets. I mean, you know, old school or new school, make sure that there are clues so that when someone dies, you aren't going fishing.
Yeah, help.
I mean, and it's not just assets. I mean, who's the accountant that prepares the tax returns annually.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you know, important things.
All of that good information.
What do you do, Anne, if they don't? If you don't have the passwords?
Just takes
do you have to
forever.
Do like a court order or something? To...
It's literally a variety of court orders. Sometimes it's a little... sometimes a little good old-fashioned begging works, depending on the company.
Sure.
It's a whole combination, but I can tell you it's way too much time, and it's way too much money that's spent trying to get the information. That's the problem.
So what I'm hearing is, you know, the organization of your stuff is a big deal. I mean,
it is
somebody needs to know, you know, at least have one point person, executor or a spouse, whatever, that can find your go-to information.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, and I understand, you know, different families are different. Generationally, we have different ideas. So I'm not saying that everybody needs to tell their kids that they have $600,000 in the stock account,
right,
or $200,000, mm-hmm, or $60,000. They don't need to know exactly
specifics,
how much is in there.
Right.
But they need to know that there is an account there.
Got it. Yeah.
That's
I get it.
The important part.
Sure.
Well, and you know, this
that's
is something
important.
That people should, like, I should go home and do this. Julie, you should.
Me too. I know.
You know,
right.
You don't have to be old.
Fashion. And
no.
Old. Right.
Well, you know what
no.
I mean. 80.
Yeah.
You don't have to be 80 years old to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't
no.
be. You should be.
Right. You should. And as she said, with habit number one, look at it every 3 to 5 years. It might need some updating.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. So habit number one to help after you've done your estate planning, after it's done, look it over every 3 to 5 years. You know, the tax laws might change. Your health might change. Blah, blah, blah. Number two, organize your stuff, you know, so people don't have to go fishing and searching and looking for assets and medical information and passwords. You can do it old school with a binder or electronically with an app.
Right.
Just make sure
right.
somebody knows. What is habit number three?
Habit number three is talk to your family and don't take them by surprise.
Hmm.
Now, you know, we make a variety of choices in preparation for whenever we're going to die. We make those choices, and we've talked about this in other programs, you
right.
know, advanced directives.
Yes.
We don't want life support. We don't want this. Don't let family be surprised suddenly that
right.
there's a DNR in your medical records.
Do
that
not resuscitate.
There's this other choice that you made.
That you want
don't
to be cremated, whatever it is.
Yeah. Don't let your family be surprised that you chose in your estate plan to give them each $10,000 and everything else goes to charity.
Right. Yeah, that would be quite a surprise. My children would be surprised by that.
And, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that if that's what you wish
exactly
for.
Right.
But just prepare them for it. Have that family conversation, and particularly when we have children, sometimes I see that the parents are the glue, and then some of those children
out.
Kind
mm-hmm.
of fall apart
mm-hmm.
when mom and dad leave,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's because there weren't these conversations, and
yeah.
they blame each other, and mm-hmm. you know, I think some more conversations let the people we leave behind have more comfort with those choices if they understand why we made them, understand we expect them to accept those choices.
Well, it gives them an opportunity to ask questions and to talk about
sure.
it and for it to sink
sure.
in and all of those things. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Anne Poindexter's who we're speaking with Altman Poindexter and Wyatt, they're a big supporter of Boomer TV, Radio, and Magazine. We appreciate that always, that you've supported us throughout the years. We've been doing this radio show for almost 3 years now. It's crazy. But we're talking about estate planning. You've got the three habits. We've gone over them. We want to thank you for your time. And hopefully this is a good reminder for anyone listening, because you should really have that estate plan done sooner than later.
There you go.
And if our listeners would like to get a hold of you personally, because you guys know what you're doing, How can they do that?
They can call 317-350-1000.
And your website?
Is www.apwlawyer.com.
apwlawyer.com. Anne, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. And you're listening to Boomer Radio. And we thank you again for listening. Enjoy Life in a Nutshell. We'll see you next week.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
I had blood drawn the other day. I don't envy phlebotomists. Imagine having a job where everyone hates you for what you're about to do to them. And the first thing you say to the person is, make a fist. Plus, when she tells people she's a phlebotomist, a lot of her patients think she has six husbands. My technician, Shirley, uses the same jokes every time. First, she looks at me with flirty eyes and says, gee, it's too bad you're married, Dick. You're my type. Next, she says, I didn't much like your column last week on WFYI, so I'm sticking it to you twice today. I laughed at this stuff for a few appointments, but now I have my own joke. When she tells me what a tough day she's had, I just tell her to go with the flow. I'm not sure how much longer we can keep this up, probably till my LDL goes down. Shirley says there are two kinds of people in the world, those who watch when the needle goes in and those who don't. She says those who stare at their own arm are usually uptight, aging baby boomers who are control freaks. And ever since she mentioned that, when she sticks me, I tell her what lovely eyes she has or how interesting the clinic ceiling is. Shirley also likes to sneak in a little medical advice of her own. She tells me Cheerios would be good for raising my HDL. Oh, wait a second. Was that Wheaties will lower my LDL? Well, all I know is she doesn't think much of Count Jocula and Fruit Loops. I try not to talk to people in adjoining cubicles. You never know if there's someone there with a serious illness. I heard a patient tell the technician that his doctor said he had hypercholesterolemia. When we walked out together, I gave the stranger a big hug and told him to hang in there and be brave. And then I went home and Googled the term, and apparently I've had the same thing for 40 years. Now, how long are you supposed to keep that silly cotton ball and bandage on your arm? I rip it off the second I walk out the door. My wife thinks if you remove the bandage, you jeopardize your health insurance coverage. This is the same woman who waits 20,000 miles to get her first oil change. At her last yearly checkup, Mary Ellen just told the phlebotomist to take off the old bandage and stick her in the same place. At my last appointment, Shirley confirmed my health information. Is that still your correct address, Mr. Wolfsey? Are you still with Humana Healthcare? Are those still the correct emergency numbers? Yes, yes, and yes, I answered. And finally, Dick, finally, is your birth date correct? March 1947. Well, I told her, I guess I'd rather be 1967. Incredibly, she took out her pen and scribbled something on the page. I walked out of the office on cloud nine. My cholesterol may still be sky high, but I sure felt 20 years younger.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolfsey. Email Dick at wolfsey@AOL.com or visit him on Facebook.
Unique Home Solutions, serving more than 30,000 homeowners since 1983. Providing home remodeling services from minor updates to complete renovations with a mission to improve appearance and efficiency. More at uniquehomesolutions.org.
Indie Boomer for the next chapter of your life. Be sure you follow Indie Boomer on Twitter and Instagram. You can like Indie Boomer on Facebook. You can search for us, Indie Boomer TV, Radio Mag. You can see Boomer TV on WFYI every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Go to IndieBoomer.com, sign up for the newsletter, hear a podcast, or see your favorite story. Indie Boomer, for the next chapter of your life.